My project is titled Well-Being Implications of COVID-19, a Mixed Methods Study of the University of Missouri Students. My name is Paige Smith, and I am a senior public health undergraduate student. My mentor for this project is Dr. Enid Schatz, who is the chair of the Department of Public Health in the School of Health. The COVID-19 pandemic has affected everyone throughout the world. However, college students have been impacted in unique ways as the spring 2020 semester was disrupted, creating challenges continuing the semester. This mixed methods 8-week study will provide valuable insight into the student experience during this pandemic so university administration can better understand the student perspective and create tailored accommodations in the future of the pandemic. The weekly survey questions ask about employment, living arrangements, relationships, food access.
I've collected preliminary results from the first survey which participants completed. This baseline survey provided valuable information on their demographics as well as asking questions about their well-being, comparing their situation in February of 2020, which is considered as the baseline before the pandemic started for the University of Missouri students, to their current situation in June 2020 when the survey was
conducted. The number of students employed comparing February to June of 2020, as shown in the graph on this slide. 69% of students were employed in February, which dropped to 56% in June. There were additional notes that students who normally do not work during the semester but work a summer job were unable to.
Students were asked if their living arrangements changed at some point between February and June of 2020,
specifically if they moved home with their family or if they had to move somewhere else. 52% of students moved home with their families after classes moved to a fully online format. Satisfaction with changes in living situation varied, with 26% of students satisfied, 27% neutral, and 24% of students spent more time with their families once courses moved online. 90% of students spent less time with their friends in June compared to February. Many students expressed experiencing family tensions living at home again, and feelings of loneliness and isolation because of limited time.
Most students did not experience a change in food security during the pandemic.
23% of students experienced an increase in food security, which may correlate with students who moved home with their parents. 11% of students experienced more food insecurity because of the pandemic, which may be consistent with students who are at the graduate
level. Many students experienced
a
disruption or delay of healthcare due to the pandemic. 54% of all students had canceled or not scheduled a doctor's appointment they normally would have had, and 30% of students had a healthcare provider cancel an appointment.
In addition, 11% of students who utilized contraceptives experienced a disruption in their access between
students
February and
Students were asked to rate
June
their mental health in February and in June.
47% of students stated their mental health had worsened during that time frame. Only 13% said their mental health
students
had
were
improved.
Given the PHQ-9 depression questionnaire.
59% of students experienced diagnosable depression symptoms, which is a score of 4 or more on the PHQ-9. The last question pertained to wanting to hurt themselves in some way or they thought they would be better off dead. 9% of students experienced these suicidal thoughts. 63% of students stated depression symptoms caused some level of difficulty in their work life, home life, or relationships. Students were also given the GAD-7 anxiety questionnaire. 49% of students experienced diagnosable anxiety symptoms with a score of 5 or more on the GAD-7. 19% of students scored moderate or severe levels of anxiety. 65% of students stated anxiety symptoms that caused some level of difficulty in their work life, home life, or
relationships. I'm currently working on compiling the results from the baseline survey into a report to distribute to faculty and administration. The preliminary report includes the results, quotes from the short answer portions of the surveys, as well as resources and suggestions for administration and faculty to benefit students in future semesters impacted by the pandemic. If you are interested in receiving a copy of this preliminary report, please leave a comment on the presentation. I'd be happy to email it to you when the report is finalized. The final steps of this project will be completing a statistical analysis on the baseline survey. Then I will work with the longitudinal data collected throughout the eight weekly surveys and perform statistical analyses, analyze the qualitative short answers, and also work on a photo voice project with the photos.
So thank you for watching my presentation. I would like to thank the Cheung Summer Scholars Program for funding this research project, and I look forward to your questions and comments.